is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Wednesday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program today on a wonderful Wednesday. We are so thankful that you have chosen to make 91.5 WMIE a part of your morning and the Refresh radio program, a ministry of Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to be talking about God's leadership today. We're going through the Lord's Prayer, the Sermon on the Mount, and we are to that passage in Matthew chapter 6, and it says, "And do not lead us into temptation." And, you know, one of the things that I've realized over the past couple of years is that many times we take our understanding of words and we don't give a lot of thought to those, and we miss out on a wonderful vein of truth, simply because we just think that we know what that word means. And specifically, when I came to that realization was when I was doing a preparation for the radio program here, and I was in Galatians and was looking at walk in the Spirit, and realized that in chapter 5 of Galatians, where it says walk in the Spirit, and then later on in Galatians chapter 5, it says walk in the Spirit. You know, for most of my adult life, I just looked at that and thought, well, it means walk. And I didn't realize that there were two different words with two different meanings there. That second word, walk, meant more like march, in as in a military formation. And so today, as we're once again getting into God being our leader and the fact that he's not going to lead us into temptation, he sets us up for success. The devil sets us up for failure. We're going to be looking at God's leadership. And so we've talked about that God leads us as a father, as a holy father, a perfect father. And now we're looking at Psalm 23, where God leads us as a shepherd. And so on yesterday's program, that he leads us, and that shepherd dynamic means that there's a personal relationship there. There's a connection there where we're supposed to recognize his voice and follow his leadership and follow his commands. And the shepherd knows the needs of the sheep. And so he will lead us in a way in which we do not experience lack, and that he will lead us. Verse 2 is where we ended yesterday. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, that he's going to lead seasons of rest where we can get the nourishment and our strength recuperated, because that's not the end of the journey. There's still a journey ahead. But he prepares us before the next leg of the journey. So he will lead us to that place of rest and serenity. Before we get into the word today, I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And if you need any maintenance done, maybe your air conditioner or your heater is not working correctly. Florida is really interesting, because you can literally switch the need that you have for air conditioning. You know, in the morning you might need the heat, in the evening you might need the heat, but you know, if we have a spike of heat during the day, you might need the air conditioner in the middle of the afternoon. I mean, it's just a really interesting dynamic. And so you need to make sure that your air conditioner is working correctly. So if you need someone to come out and take a look at all of that, call Creative AC Solutions 321-759-3284. They're here in Central Brevard County, and they can get you up and working. Specializes in all sorts of cooling systems and refrigeration systems with home units, and you know, I don't even know how what size of massive units Bill works on, but he has an excellent understanding of not just your unit, but air conditioning as a whole. And so if you need to give him a call, I encourage you to do so. 321-759-3284. And you might want to write that number down. You know, there was an old joke that was said that there are two types of NFL coaches, those who have been fired and those who will be fired. And there's two types of air conditioners here in Central Florida, those who are in need of repair and those who will eventually be in need of repair. And I don't say that to speak negatively. It is just a reality. There's only one thing that's meant to last forever, and that's God and our human spirit. And so air conditioners don't last forever. And so do take good care of them. And Bill Andriac at Creative AC Solutions can help you do that. 321-759-3284. So we're going to go back to Psalm 23 today. Verse number one, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the middle of verse 2, that's where we stopped on yesterday's program. It says, he leads me beside the still waters. This is one of two verses in Psalm 23 where God's leadership is specifically mentioned. He leads me beside the still waters. And many times shepherds would deal with flocks, but as David is writing this particular psalm, he takes a little bit of time here to focus on the personal dynamic, the personal relationship that the sheep has with the shepherd. He's not just leading humanity in mass. He's not just leading a nation. He's not just leading a church or a family. David says, he leads me. And I want you to know that I don't believe that leadership started when he became king. I believe that leadership started much early in his life. In fact, when Samuel was instructed to anoint a king to take the place of Saul, which would take place at a later time, he sends Samuel to the house of Jesse, and Jesse starts parading his sons in front of Samuel from the oldest to the youngest. And they get to the end, and God has told Samuel, nope, this isn't the one. I'm looking at the heart. I'm not looking at the outward appearance. And he passes on down to the second one and goes on down. And finally, Samuel has, you know, he faces a situation, and he says, you know, look, I know that God, what God told me to do, but it's none of these. And so he asked Jesse, is this all the sons that you have? And Jesse's like, well, there's the youngest that's out in the field. And so they send for David, and he's brought before Samuel, and he's anointed for his future role. God was already leading him from the sheep pasture to the palace. That was where he was going to lead him. There were a lot of turns in the road. There were a lot of difficult seasons from that point till the time that he was anointed king over all of Israel. But God was leading each and every step of the way. And I think we would do well to thank God that he leads us personally. You know, there's an interesting story that I read one time about a guy, and it described his attitude as he was growing older. When he was younger, he wanted to change the world. And then as he aged a little bit, he tempered his vision and he just wanted to change his country. And then a little while later, he tempered that and he just wanted to change his family. And as he aged a little bit more, he came to the realization that he really wanted to change himself. And the reality was that if he had started with changing himself, he probably would have had greater impact on changing his family, which would have changed his community, which would have changed the world. So today I want to encourage us, and if I can, I want to address this to men, because a lot of times men tend to want to just delegate the spiritual vitality of the house to the women and things like that. And I want you to know, guys, that you are important to the kingdom of God. Women, you are important to the kingdom of God. Young people, you're important to the kingdom of God. There's not one unimportant person that you are going to meet. I'm going to say that again. You are not going to meet an unimportant person, because God chose for each of them to be living in 2019. He created them on purpose for his purpose. And so not only is he leading us, but he is leading other people. And I just want to encourage you to allow God to lead you individually, because you're the better we follow God, the closer we follow him, the more contagious we are going to become spiritually, and we're going to have benefit for other people around us. By the way, I was just told here a week ago, one of the men from the church, was the person that I went on the missions trip with, they had been invited to preach to a group in a different state. Not all of the pastors from America got to go on that missions trip to Fiji. And so a number of their pastors in a different state gathered, and they said, would you come out and would you minister to us? And he shared, you know, that there were people who got saved in their weekend ministry, and they were sharing just tremendous praise reports that were still going on. We're now a month removed from when I was actually ministering out there. And said, you know, he said, Pastor, there was somebody that you prayed for, and they're just talking about how radically their life has been changed. And it's like, praise God. And if you remember my testimony about that particular trip, my spirit was willing to go. I mean, I'd had a heart to go, but my flesh really wasn't in line with going at that point in time. And I didn't want to go if I wasn't in the right frame of mind. And God made it clear, look, I'm leading this. I'm orchestrating this. And so my mindset was, I'm going to say yes to following God's direction, and my flesh is just going to have to come along with the process. And so when we allow God to lead us, the way that David allowed God to shepherd him, it's not only going to be a blessing to us, it's going to be a blessing to other people. There's God directs a divine convergence, where our lives intersect. You know, Paul said, I'm praying that when I come, I'm going to be able to impart some spiritual gift into your life and make a divine deposit, if you will. And so we are very excited about that. By the way, I'm going to be preaching again this Sunday morning, and we're praying for a heavenly encounter that takes place at church. Listen, I believe that since Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, that when the body of Christ comes together, there ought to be supernatural life that takes place. David says specifically here, he leads me beside the still waters. And as I'm driving, especially of a morning, many times I cross a body of water and I look out there, and it is just as smooth as glass. It couldn't be more still. You see virtually no ripples in the water. Later in the day when the wind kicks up, that changes. But he leads me beside the still waters, and you can look at that and see reflections of the scenery around there, and you can say, wow, that is absolutely beautiful. But I want you to understand that God does not just lead us beside still waters because of the beauty and the serenity of that moment, but he would lead a flock of sheep to still waters because that's where they would be able to get a drink. And the waters, when they are still, you are not going to have as much of the sediment that is stirred up. You're not going to get as much of the contaminants that are going on there. And so when they bring the sheep to still waters, it's going to be a place where their thirst is satisfied. How many of you are grateful that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We had some musical evangelists here not too long ago, a week and a half ago. And as I was driving, I was describing to them how I had prayer walked Merritt Island, and I described this first 12-mile journey that was part of my praying for Merritt Island. And what happened was the water that I had brought along for the trip wasn't adequate for a 3 to 4 hour journey. And I got to a point where I was like, I need somebody to come and rescue me simply because I need water. And if you start down at, I think it's called Mather's Bridge, I could get the name wrong there, but at the very southern tip of Merritt Island, from there's 12 miles of no commercial enterprise whatsoever. There are houses and there are some water, and I'm telling you, I don't care how thirsty I get, I'm not drinking out of the Indian River. That was the river that I was walking beside that day. It's like, no, I'm just not going to do that. So I'd taken several bottles of water with me, but they ran out, and it got to a point where I said, you know what, I cannot continue on this journey until I get rehydrated. Aren't you thankful that God leads us not just at the beginning of the journey, not just at the end of the journey, not just everything in between, but he leads us to places that we're going to be able to be refreshed so that we can make the journey. God is a leader, not just of all of humanity, not just of the kingdoms of this world, but he is a leader of you and I as an individual. Okay? He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. So here at the beginning of the year, I am dealing with a sermon series called God's Spiritual Hospital. God's Spiritual Hospital. My parents have visited. They've relocated. They sold their family home a year and a half ago, and then they moved further out into a rural area. And so if something happens to them physically, they're not able to go to the same hospital that they went to before. So they would go to hospital. Well, it's not equipped to deal with all of the problems of humanity. I mean, it's a nice place to stop, but if you've got something absolutely critically wrong with you, they're going to send you on to the main hospital in that chain, and that's going to take you into the downtown area, and they'll send you by ambulance and all of that sort of stuff. And that particular hospital, they're equipped to handle a panorama. In fact, when my mother was in there one time, I counted, I believe, 19 different ambulances that were lined up in the emergency room, dropping people off at the same point and time. That's a lot of people who are facing medical situations. Well, we think that God will only deal with our spiritual issues, but I want you to know that God will also lead us to a place where we are restored in our soul, and that would be the mind, the will, the emotions. And with leading you, I want you to know, we just don't have to accept, throw up our hands in the air and just say, oh, well, that's just the way that it is going to be. I believe that God wants to minister to people in their mind. Listen, there was a man in Jesus' ministry. Jesus deliberately crossed the sea. There was a horrible storm that came up. And when he got to the other side, there was this demon-possessed man who was terrorizing a community. And yet by the time the community got to where he was, the demon had been cast out. The demons had, inhabited some pigs and ran off a cliff. And when they came, they found that man sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed where he had been naked before, and sitting in his right mind. He was no longer possessed, no longer deranged. He had been restored in his mind. He can restore our will. A lot of times our can't do's are actually we won't. Our I can'ts would better be I won't. It's not that we don't have the ability. It is that we refuse to do something. And I believe that God will do something. He will lead us to the place where we are not only restored in our mind, and I have no problem praying for people who are dealing with challenges mentally, because I believe God is able to renew our minds. It says that he is. In the scripture, I just gave you just one example of a person who was restored to their mental faculties. Nebuchadnezzar had his mental faculties restored. It's Old Testament. It's New Testament. It should be Post-Testament, if I can put our modern society in that vein of thinking as well. And the other part about the soul consistency is our emotions. We live in a day and time where people are trying to navigate life in such a way that, they're led by their emotions. That's a horrible, horrible way to lead your life. Your emotions can change like the wind. I want to allow God to lead me and to where my soul is restored, my mind is restored, my will to serve him is rock solid, and I am emotionally healthy. The fruit of the Spirit, go back and look at all of those things, and you are not going to you will not find in that list a defective emotion there. And so today, if you're overcome by sorrow, I want you to ask God to lead you, because he can turn mourning into dancing. He turns sorrow into joy. I'm not saying that there aren't some situations that have medical causes that affect us emotionally. Listen, if you've been battling sickness, you need God to restore you emotionally as well, because that can be draining on your mind, your will, your emotions. And I would just say to you that we need God to lead us in our emotions. We do. We need him to restore us emotionally to the way that he wants us to be. And I will say this. I see enough people who manifest ungodly emotions that I have no problem being an emotional, redeemed child of the living God. I don't have to apologize for my peace. I don't have to apologize for being patient with people. I don't have to be apologize for being good or gentle or kind or patient or long-suffering. I certainly don't have to apologize for the joy of the Lord. I believe that we need to rejoice with all our heart. I believe that. I think that we should spend a lot more time in joy than we should in misery. I think that we ought to have a smile on our face more frequently than we have a frown on our face. And if God leads us, I'm not saying that we're just going to be completely detached from reality. I'm saying that when he leads us, when we do have something that affects our mind, our thought processes, if something that is affecting us emotionally, that God will lead us to that place. It might be a place in his word. It might be a church service that you weren't planning on attending. But wherever he leads you, you are going to be restored. He restores our soul. He leads us to that place of emotional health. God bless you. We'll see you next
time. Thank
you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. In the rain, there's passion in my soul.